Tom Huntington asks on Twitter, I heard a B2B SaaS CFO say that keeping pace with growth was the hardest thing. I asked who set the pace, and the CFO responded, the market. For non-web sales businesses, I don't really buy this. Someone internal is setting the pace. No? Can you unpack pace setting? I can try, Tom, and I would start by making the distinction between customer markets and capital markets. So let's start with a capital markets perspective. Growth almost always eats cash, not only for sales and marketing, but for the time gap between expenses and collections. This is a counterintuitive idea for some people. You know, the idea that a startup can literally grow itself to death if it doesn't manage cash in the right way. But that is definitely a real thing. A point is that every startup needs to strike a balance between the revenue growth rate and cash burn. You can imagine a kind of 2x2 matrix with growth rate on the horizontal and cash burn on the vertical. Well, let's say the upper right quadrant is the high growth, high burn quadrant, which I'll call rocket ship. So there's certain capital market conditions, specifically in markets where greed is winning big over fear in terms of how investors are putting their money to work. Where being in that rocket ship quadrant attracts a lot of attention, excitement, and money. And under those market conditions, there is intense pressure on a team to jack up the growth rate at all costs, even if it raises the cash burn. Investors in that kind of market are all about growth, despite the fact that a business spending $2 to create $1 isn't exactly going to make it up in volume. What I would say from experience is eventually those checks are going to come due. You know, we're in a market right now where some, you know, once high-flying startups are getting a wake-up call from public market investors about how much cash they can be burning to deliver a healthy growth rate. And making that change is always particularly hard on an executive team. Now, you know, setting the capital market perspective aside, there are also customer markets that encourage the same approach. In the customer market version of our 2x2, the rocket ship quadrant is the land grab quadrant. You know, that's a place where competitors in a space are chasing market share to establish a scale advantage that'll endure over time. Now, that can also be hard on a team, as anyone who's been in that kind of startup can attest. If the CFO in your story was living in that quadrant for whatever reason, Tom, I guess it's reasonable to say the pace of the business was being dictated by the market. Like you, I guess that idea doesn't really sit well with me for some reason. You know, maybe it's just that in every business, executives get paid to make decisions about trade-offs. And one of the most important is the one about burn rate, not only of capital, but in terms of the exhaustion of your team. It's also worth pointing out there are three other quadrants in the matrix I just described, and most companies, whether they sell over the web or not, are actually in one of those. This episode is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by more than 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, human scale venture capital. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name's Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here comes the